From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 28, 2012. This weekly podcast brings you the latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Annapolis, Maryland.
Spatial analytics and big data are becoming areas that are truly leveraging geospatial technology, and there are new and not so new players that are entering the geo arena. We're going to look at some of the companies that you may not be aware of that are offering geo in a different way. But first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Intergraph, bringing you truly integrated GIS and image processing from a single organization. You can easily leverage GeoMedia and Erdos Imagine in unison to construct a larger, more complete geospatial picture. GeoMedia delivers powerful GIS analysis and management, enabling you to integrate your geospatial resources. Erdos Imagine incorporates industry-leading geospatial image processing, analysis, and remote sensing capabilities. To learn more, visit intergraph.com/geospatial. As we associate geographic references like a simple latitude or longitude to things like tweets and photos and text messages and other things, it really presents an enormous challenge of analyzing what these data mean in a spatial context. And with the growing recognition that geospatial information is useful beyond the traditional applications of GIS, like in city government, state government, come new companies that provide software solutions. And these new players are not only offering new products, but new ways to describe what they do and how users should think differently about their data and analytical challenges. They're adopting new terminology, not just the use of location intelligence, which I'm enamored about, but phrases such as geospatial BI, situational intelligence, visual thinking. So today we're going to talk about some of these companies, some of which we guess you've never heard of, unless, of course, you've been a very faithful reader of Directions and All Points blog, because generally at one time or another we've covered them in some way. But besides that, there is really, I think, another question, and that is, what does this represent in terms of the expansion of geospatial beyond the traditional players and how we talk about geospatial, especially with enterprise IT managers? So, Adina, maybe let's start there. Are IT managers recognizing the value of geo, or is this, you know, maybe looked at as just a different data type, or are they looking at our language differently? What is this telling us generally?
I'm not sure that IT managers are fully looking ahead right now. I think they're still trying to work on the whack-a-mole day-to-day problem solving of keeping the enterprise up and running. And what most of these offerings seem to promise is some future return on investment that is not clear, at least not clear to me. So without a very clear statement of return and compelling value, this all sounds very hard to digest to me for an IT manager.
Mm-hmm. They're using the phraseology that we don't typically adopt, and I think it's being complicated by additional buzzwords, big data, analytics, the typical
and
things
that a whole slew of technical terms that the IT manager may understand, but may not understand how that relates to that particular organization. That responsibility goes to combination of the leadership of the company, and you're asking folks to understand quite a lot about what these offerings do, and it's very tough to grasp.
Yeah, I would agree. And not only that, some of the names of the companies don't necessarily always convey what they mean. Not like that's always important, but you really have to dig down to find out what these companies do. So let's start off with a company called SpaceCurve. And I just became aware of SpaceCurve relatively recently. Primarily, they put out a press release where they raised $2.7 million to develop big data solutions, in particular, as they said in the press release, that addresses the growing market demands for real-time location-based services. And I'll read a little bit more. We're going to do a brief interview with them that we'll publish very soon. But they say that the SpaceCurve is creating new spatial temporal database and graph analysis tools for big data. The space curve technologies provide the ability to ingest and analyze large quantities of geospatial, temporal, and machine-generated sensor data to create real-time actionable intelligence. So, if you can grasp all that, you're ahead of the game, because it was a little bit tough to understand.
Right, and if you dig deeper into their website, you'll hear words like Hadoop and NoSQL, real-time big data problems. I'm not convinced that, certainly CEOs don't know what all that stuff is. IT managers, I hope, do. But again, seeing the connection between that and what they're doing is a whole other leap.
And I just think everything is getting a little bit bogged down in some of the new terminology. I mean, you mentioned Hadoop. I don't know how many people know about what Hadoop is. It's really just a framework technology, NoSQL. Now, you've explained NoSQL probably better than anybody in terms of what geospatial people should know. Space Curve also says that they're going to provide massively parallel geospatial and graph and analytic tools.
But it's so generic. That's the other problem is you take this generic. This is kind of like saying we're offering math. Would you like to buy some math? And you don't know what to do with it. It sounds not so different from back in the day when we were trying to sell GIS. You need some GIS. Why do I need GIS? What problem am I having that I need to be solved? And a lot of the promise of GIS was in the future for decision making and seeing patterns. And it was not about your exact return today. And it was not focused on specific industries or specific problems. And that's where I think this space is right now. It's all very hazy and unclear.
To their credit, what they're trying to do is capture some of the kind of getting a little bit ahead of the curve of what's happening in geospatial, which is there's a lot of data, there's a lot of sensor information, temporal information, and people have to make sense of it somewhere. So I think what they're trying to do is get out ahead of the curve, not to have a relation to anything related to their name, but I think that's what they're trying to do. I think perhaps they just need to explain it a little bit better. Andrew Rogers, who I did the interview with, actually he's going to be speaking at Location Intelligence Conference, so hopefully we'll get his thoughts directly from him. I want to move on to some of the other companies. Spacetime Insight, a company that I've looked at for a couple of years now, they focus a lot on the utility market. They're doing things with smart metering technology.
And I get this because it's aimed at a very specific industry. I like
this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you know that in terms of big data and what they say they do is unite big data analytics and smart grids. Well, just from my understanding of smart grid technology, there's going to be a ton of data coming out, really small data packets being sent from residential houses. Utility companies need to make sense of that information. So I think that, yeah, you're right. I think they've made a niche here, and they're trying to explain to people what they're trying to do. And I think it's really, I think what Spacetime can do is translate that into other industries that are going to have similar problems.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this. And they say we're going to have a suite for utilities, and the first app in that suite is called Smart Meter Intelligence. And we'll see what that can do, and hopefully they'll get some great stories about how that thing being implemented and the success, and that will be a great starting point.
Right.
To me, there's sort of another half of this conversation, and that's not just the companies that are working with the big data, but the companies that are offering the visualization side. Because having the big data and managing the big data is only the beginning of the decision-making process. The other part is putting it out in some visual that people can use to make those decisions. And there's a handful of companies that are poking about in that space as well. One that we've been covering for a while is Tableau, and they introduced sort of a mapping part a couple of years ago, and it was much more of sort of an add-on. They already did sort of charts and graphs and a bunch of other things, and now there's mapping. So in that sense, to me, it was geospatial was sort of this add-on. It wasn't a core functionality.
And I think several of these BI companies, Tableau being one of them, have added geospatial, have added just simple mapping capability just to say, I've got it. You want to see it in the map? We got it. You want simple thematic mapping? Not a problem. I think a company like Tableau is trying to go a little bit deeper with their analytics. They're the ones who are using the term visual thinking. I would have immediately translated that into spatial thinking, but I think they want to stay away from that word. for whatever reason. But I would agree with you, and I'm glad you brought that up about the visualization tool, because if there's anything the BI people tried to do was put everything in the concept of a dashboard and have you look at a number of different types of charting functions that would relay data in a different way. So if you can combine the pie chart with the map with the gas tank needle that some of these BI companies do, they're just giving you a different way to visualize the information. So, yeah, hats off to them.
That's the sexy part. That's the part that sells, because people can grasp that. They can't grasp the big data and what's going on deep in some database, but they can grasp the visual that they're going to see on their monitor that's going to help them make that decision. That has to be the sales point. I've got to have at least something that people can wrap their brains around.
Not to get off the topic of these new companies, but I saw something last week at the ESRI conference, kind of the next iteration of spatial regression, spatial statistics techniques. They were introducing something called grouping analysis, which I thought was just fascinating because it took a lot of point data, which had many different attributes associated with a single point, group them by going through a statistical process, and then essentially distilling all of these data types into a few different buckets that you could show on a map that were just patterned with the strongest variable that came out from the regression analysis. And I thought it was a fantastic way to visualize the information.
But it's a map that really conveys. I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't understand the mathematics and the programming that went to define those groups, but give me the map at the end and tell me what it describes, and I can maybe use that. Yeah, there's a couple of other companies that are really trying to lead in the visualization side of it. One company that I've been following for quite some time is Ryza Labs. They've just renamed their product and are sort of reintroducing their vision of visualization. Big data doesn't seem to be quite so important, although some of the data sets they use are quite large. Another company that we've been following for some time is Spatial Key, and they sort of came onto the scene with visualizations for crime analysis. So again, having that focus in a particular industry can be very valuable, but not everybody. The visualization side really can be important to the marketing and the communication for these companies, and they've really got to think hard about how they're going to do that.
Yeah, another thing about Spatial Key, I noticed in some of their marketing, they were trying to get across the fact that, you know, no programming, no specialists, no waiting, integrates with Salesforce.com, do prospect mapping. I like that term. I think that's a good way to phrase what you would do in terms of spatial analysis, except you call it something entirely different, and I get it. I get what prospect mapping would be, especially when you link it to Salesforce. I think that's perfect. So I like the way some of these companies are framing the discussion around mapping technology. One other company I want to look at, which is not so new company, is Teradata. Teradata is known truly as one of the 800-pound gorillas in the big data block. They have introduced something called Teradata Geospatial, and what was very surprising to me was they came out with a press release a couple weeks ago in which Teradata Geospatial worked in conjunction with Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition, the OBIEE, and they stated the joint technologies work together to better inform companies about business decisions with automated integrated location intelligence. The whole thing just floored me because, number one, I thought Teradata was a competitor of Oracle, and two, that we didn't see any mention of Oracle Spatial in this discussion. It was all Teradata Geospatial. Teradata, I really thought, as more of a platform component in the big data scheme of things, but the support of geospatial primitives and being able to program with geospatial, and I put a link in the show notes about some examples of how to program Teradata Geospatial. I was just amazing to me. But here again is another company on the kind of the periphery of geospatial getting into it, recognizing that customers need this kind of analysis and just jumping right in.
But again, very generic. Let me quote from Teradata's little boilerplate. Teradata's innovative products and services deliver integration and insight to empower organizations to make the best decisions possible and achieve competitive advantage. I don't know how that's going to apply to my company that does paper products. So there's still a whole lot of education that needs to go on if these companies are going to be selling to new customers. If they're selling to existing customers, maybe that's less of an issue. But for those of us trying to decipher big data and the return on big data, we're going to need a little bit more help.
Well, to me, it's just a checkbox. We do big data, check. We do geospatial, check. There's location intelligence, so there must be some analytics, check. No, it's just a platform. There's nothing specific. There's nothing verticalized about the solution. So I would agree with you.
Does that mean that there's an opportunity here for a whole set of consultants to come in and build those industry-specific implementations?
Well, okay, just take that relationship between Teradata Geospatial and Oracle OBIEE. It needs customization. It needs more than just the tools. So absolutely there's an opportunity there. And there has to be, because nobody's going to – you need an expert to customize that entire solution. It's not an out-of-the-box thing. So absolutely.
No, and this is a big bucks implementation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're talking about a lot of money potentially in here, and that a lot of money is coming from probably some of the largest companies in the world. Whose door are Teradata and Oracle Business Intelligence going to be knocking on? Petroleum companies?
Sure.
Car manufacturers?
Yep. Telecommunications companies. Tier 1 telco companies. People who are assimilating big data. And I think that the ones that you just named are exactly who their target audience is. Well, that's our review of some of these companies. Hopefully you get a better idea for what each is doing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This podcast is brought to you by Intergraph, providers of GeoMedia and Erdos Imagine. GeoMedia and Erdos Imagine feature the widest range of native data format capability on the market and solid commitment to open standards from the OGC and ISO, providing seamless integration with current and future business systems and keeping you free from proprietary lock-in. To learn more, visit intergraph.com/geospatial. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Mag. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.